At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastards Series Prediction Show, the final one of the season. The Red Sox just wrapped up a brief two-game set against the Tampa Bay Rays, wrapping up their homestand for the year, dropping both games, unfortunately. They now head to Baltimore to take on the Orioles for a four-game set to wrap up the 2023 season. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Micah Storms and Terry Cushman. So guys, let's get into these last four games here, starting with Thursday night, 6:35 start, Chris Sale going up against Dean Kremer. Micah, what do you like in game one?
I think next year you should keep track of the prediction record of each host. I think that would be interesting because I have to be under 30%. I've been just dreadful. So maybe people are like betting what the opposite that I say. That'd probably be wise. But in terms of this game, Chris Sale against the Orioles this year, just absolutely dreadful. He's had four starts where he's given up five runs or more. Three of them have come against Baltimore. I really don't even care who the opposing pitcher is for Baltimore. Kramer's okay, but I have to see Chris Sale have a good outing against Baltimore before I actually pick him to win a game. So give me the Orioles.
Terry.
For the rest of my natural life, I will probably never pick Chris Sale to beat the Orioles. Like, they destroy him. If John Henry's wife was the starting pitcher for the Orioles, I am picking them against Chris Sale. So, no need to get into it further. Orioles win game one.
I'm with you. Yeah, I don't trust Chris Sale against the Orioles. Kramer has been a little bit off his last couple of starts, but Chris Sale in that ballpark against that team that is looking to clinch, so they still have a little bit to play for. I just think they're going to tee off on him. And we talked about it on the last show that I just think Chris Sale's reached that point in his career where he's pretty much cooked. So I don't think he's going to give you much on Thursday night. So I will also take the Orioles for game one. Game two, Friday night, 7:05 start. Nick Pivetta for the Red Sox going up against the recently returned John Means. Micah, what do you like in game two?
I like the Orioles as well in this one. The Orioles are the seventh best scoring offense in baseball since the All-Star break. They don't do it via the home run. They just hit a ton of doubles. They have the most doubles in baseball since the All-Star break. So I don't like Pivetta against this offense. The Orioles offense is just really tough. And as long as they have something to still play for and they have a pretty full lineup, I'm going the Orioles.
Terry.
This is a tough one for me. I'm going to give the edge to the Red Sox here. You know, Means is not an overpowering pitcher. He's never going to punch out, you know, 8 to 10 guys consistently. Nick Pivetta has been pitching very well. The one thing in the back of my mind is they don't have Batista. As far as I know, he's still out with an elbow injury, which is actually at least a partially torn UCL. And for some reason, Cano used to be their eighth inning guy. He's been elevated to the ninth inning now. The Red Sox have hit him pretty good for some reason. And I think Pivetta can give the Red Sox a little bit of length if they can at least just put up a few runs. I can see our bullpen kind of outdueling Baltimore's bullpen. So I'll give the Red Sox the win for game two.
I'm also going to give it to the Red Sox. And a lot of this has to do with Nick Pivetta, who I think wants to be back next year and wants to be in that starting rotation. I think that his last outing was pretty good, and I think you saw a lot of fire from him. I think that he's out to prove that I should never have been moved to the bullpen. I should have been in that rotation from day one and should have made 35 starts and, you know, all that. So I just think he's gonna really bring it on Friday. John Means is a tough matchup because the Orioles handled him very well coming back from injury. He was great in his rehab starts. He's been great since coming back. But you're right, he doesn't throw hard. And I could see the Red Sox, you know, with Rafaela and, you know, all these young kids, I could see them kind of jumping on him a little bit. So I'm going to give the Red Sox game two. And again, a lot of it has to do with, I think Pivetta is out to prove something, and whether it's because he wants to be a starter here or he wants to be a starter somewhere else. But I think he's out to prove something. So I'll take the Red Sox game two. Game three, Saturday night, 7:15. This is a Fox game. Cutter Crawford going up against Kyle Gibson. Micah, who do you like in game three?
It's so hard to pick because I don't know what the Orioles offense will be, and you know what are they going to throw Gibson for three or four innings just to keep his pitch count down because the playoffs are coming. It's hard to pick, but if we're just assuming they're going to play a normal game, I'm going to pick the Red Sox in this one. I think Kyle Gibson, nothing special. I'm going to predict a Rafael Devers home run in game three.
Terry.
This is another tough one for me. Surprisingly, Cutter Crawford has not faced the Baltimore Orioles this year. So that's interesting that he managed to get away with that until now. It's a tough matchup because Gibson, you know, like Micah said, not great. And if the Orioles win two more games, it doesn't matter who they pitch. They're going to clinch the division at that point. So I guess, gun to my head, give me the Orioles. Game three.
I'm taking Baltimore as well, and it's not for the best reason, but, you know, national game, national stage for a team that hasn't been on the national stage for quite a while. And obviously I'm talking about Baltimore. You know, they'll potentially have a chance to clinch depending on what happens. I think they're going to want to put on a show. And Cutter Crawford is the kind of pitcher you can do that against because he's very fastball heavy. So I think they can kind of sit on that and tee off on him. Kyle Gibson's pitched pretty well against the Red Sox throughout his career. It's 4-4 with an ERA under 4. And he's a sinker baller. So I don't know what the Red Sox lineup is going to look like that day because, you know, it's really, at this point, just pick names out of a hat. But, you know, if it's the younger guys like Abreu, Rafaela, Valdez, I mean, Valdez likes to launch. That's his thing. You can't launch against a heavy sinker baller like Kyle Gibson. So I could see him kind of, you know, throwing off the lineup a little bit and, you know, kind of forcing them into some bad at-bats. So I'm going to take Baltimore in game three. I just think that stage, I think, suits them better than it suits the Red Sox. So with that, game four, the final game of the season, Sunday, 3:05 start, Tanner Houck going up against Kyle Bradish. Micah, what do you got?
I'm a big Bradish fan. So if he does indeed pitch in this game, I'm just going to take the Orioles. Tanner Houck, his last two outings have been really, really poor. So he's giving me no reason to believe that he's going to go out and throw a good game. I feel like for him, it's an important start because I don't know how many more starts Tanner Houck has left in him. I think the more and more he looks poor in the rotation, the more and more he just seems more like a reliever. So I'm going to go with the Orioles, and I think the Red Sox will lose 3 out of 4 in some capacity. It might not be the order I picked, but I just think there's going to be a lot of excitement in that ballpark, and Boston has nothing to play for.
Terry, what do you got?
So Bradish has been essentially the ace of the Orioles staff this year. Impressively, he's 12-7 with a 2.86 ERA. I remember seeing this guy pitch last year, and I'm like, oh, what a bum. He's just being trotted out there until this Orioles organization finally starts signing some pitching, and little did we know he would really break out this year. He's made two starts for the Red Sox. The first one was in the very first series of the year. We absolutely destroyed him. He only lasted 2 1/3, giving up 7 earned runs. However, a couple weeks ago, he went 6 strong innings, only gave up 4 hits, 2 earned runs, struck out 9 of us, and just completely shut us down. If he makes that start, and he might not because they might want to give him a little bit of extra rest. Well, actually, he could still make it anyway because they're going to have a bye, assuming they win the division. So I guess, yeah. Either way, I don't see Hauk solving his problems against probably the best lineup in the American League. So I have the Orioles winning 3 out of 4.
I'm also taking the Orioles in the finale. I have no faith in Tanner Hauk anymore as a starter. Talked about it on the last show. I just think he's a bullpen arm at this point. Took a big step back this year. And Kyle Bradish has been, like you said, Terry, pitching like an ace. Kyle Bradish has been pitching the way that no Red Sox pitcher this year out of the rotation has pitched. Over 100 pitches going into the 7th, 8th innings, striking out 9 guys. You know, that's how good he's been. So, you know, I know the Red Sox roughed him up early in the year, but that start a couple weeks ago, I think it was the September 8th game, you know, he struck out 9 Red Sox in that game. It was an 11-2 pounding from the Orioles. So I could see something very similar happening. And obviously, like you said, the caveat being that Bradish actually makes the start, because Baltimore could decide if they clinch a division by that point, you know, throw someone else out there, give him a rest, you know, don't stress out his arm anymore. But assuming it's still Bradish versus Hauk, give me Baltimore in that finale. Bradish is too good. So I've also got the Orioles taking 3 out of 4. So that is how we kind of see the Red Sox season ending, going out with a whimper, kind of like they were all year. So it's fitting, I think. So with that, we will wrap this up. We've got our Bastards Roundtable episode coming out on Friday. We're going to be talking about Alex Cora and his position with the team next year, and sort of what the coaching staff's going to look like, the other front office moves, you know, what could shift as the offseason gets underway pretty soon. And then the Weekend Crew will have you guys next week to recap this final series of the year against Baltimore. So everyone have a great weekend, and we will see you later. Take care.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.